Hello and welcome to the first Simplicity slot. It's a bit like a blog for radio. Some philosophical musing, some practical suggestions, and some references to people's experiences. Living simply has become my daily challenge and delight. It's not always easy, but it is a joyous and fulfilling way to live. First, let me be clear what simplicity isn't. It's not about depriving yourself. It's not about trying to return to some utopia of yesteryear. And it's not about living at a subsistence level. So what is it? Let's start with an idea put forward by Duane Elgin, a man with quarter of a century's experience in living, writing and speaking about what he calls voluntary simplicity. He says, to live more voluntarily means encountering life more consciously. To live more simply is to encounter life more directly. We could begin with the first piece of Elgin's idea of voluntary simplicity. To live more voluntarily is to encounter life more consciously. To me, that's about being aware of the choices I make and why I'm making them. Big choices like where to live and how to earn my money. And small choices like what toothpaste to buy, whether to tell the children next door that they can pick the grape hyacinths in my lawn. It's about asking ourselves, am I just doing what I've always done, or what other people expect of me, or what the system requires, or seems to require, or am I thinking fresh? If I allow myself to notice the little niggles in my life, I learn from them. I notice that I tell myself quite often, I can't do that differently, I'm too busy. Or, I know I could play with paints for an hour this afternoon, but I'd better make these calls first. Our lives are often cluttered, hectic, and complicated. This little simplicity slot is about your finding the motivation and energy to make small changes that will accumulate and build on each other and shift your way of being in the world. All you really have to do is tune in. Tune into this series if you find it helps, and tune into yourself. Everyone's approach to living more simply is unique. What is a creative delight to me may be deprivation to you, and vice versa. Let me give you an example. My dad was full of clever ways to solve a problem. A true can-do New Zealander. I remember squealing from the bathroom one day, I don't have a towel! Just wring out your flannel and dry yourself with that, came the response. When I got past my humph, I discovered it worked quite well. Now I take a delight in getting myself almost dry by this method, and it dramatically reduces how often I have to wash my towel. Now for me that's fun. For you it may be deprivation. You may love stepping out of the shower dripping wet to be enveloped in a huge thirsty towel. Go for it. We are individuals. Just know that you're choosing, and choose what is valuable and real for you. So we've been looking at the aspect of living that is about encountering life more consciously, with more awareness. Now to the other piece of Duane Elgin's quote. To live more simply is to encounter life more directly. Here he's talking about our degree of personal involvement in the activities necessary to our lives. If life has become too stressful and complicated to be healthy or fulfilling, we could do to think about how to be more directly involved with it. Being involved in the provision of some of your own food is one instance. We could also take the example of giving gifts. Think about the gifts you receive that mean the most. Is it ones that someone has made themselves, or an outing that you know has taken thought and planning, and are tuning in to who you really are? These give us a small clue about living simply around gift giving. It's not as easy, perhaps, as popping into a shop to buy something, but the sense of satisfaction and creativity are worth the effort. You don't have to be clever, only involved and aware. Write out a token that says, "This entitles Julie to a fish and chip supper and DVD night." Or, "To my favourite mum, 3 hours housework of your choosing." Or offer your computer skills. Pot up a plant. give your child minding talent. Living simply supports our exploring and expressing our unique gifts and therefore our authentic selves. So do tune into those little impulses that are trying to get a voice and consider some small ways in which you can be more directly involved in your life. If a way of doing something or of being seems to resonate with the deepest part of you, then you've probably tapped into something of what it means to live simply. Go well.